Private Trevor Herbert was a national serviceman who fought in Vietnam at the end of the 60s. He trained as an infantry signalman. Upon landing in Vietnam, rather than joining his training mates in the 3rd Battalion, he was seconded to a mobile training team working with South Vietnamese soldiers. In May 1968, during the battle at Dat Do, which was fought halfway between their village and Task Force base, Trevor and the mobile team were cut off from their supplies. Over a three-week period, only one helicopter was able to bring in ammunition and food.
At this time, I was really very, very ill. You had to be careful with the water there, and somehow or other I'd swallowed some contaminated water, and it just about bloody killed me, and I was losing weight at a rapid rate, and they were trying to get me out, and they couldn't. And one afternoon, a chopper that had picked up some casualties dived into our compound, so they chucked me aboard, and I was put in a bubble on the side of the helicopter with a bloke who'd been hit by a white phosphorus grenade, and it was still burning him. And they had a bucket of water at his feet, and they said, "There's a towel in the bucket. Keep drenching him in the water as we get him to hospital." So I was flown into the hospital, but three rah were there, so it was my cobbers. And they got brassed up pretty badly, so I was in hospital with quite a lot of my mates that had been knocked around.
Trevor stayed at Task Force doing patrols until his health improved and then returned to the training unit. Out of the blue, he said, orders came through assigning him to a new Vietnamese unit.
When we were told that we were going to leave, the Vietnamese got really upset. We got to know them quite well and made good friends with them and their families. Felt bloody terrible, like you were abandoning them. But they'd been trained to a point where they could, you know, fairly well look after their own area. It was a bit confronting to have to leave them, but we left and we'd done our best. Just hoped that they'd be okay. I went to Ap Sui Nay, and this was completely different because the guys there were mountain people called Montagnard. I didn't spend a lot of time there. But I was offered the opportunity to go back to Three Ra, where I was always meant to go to, and join support company there and come home with them. It would mean that I would come home before Christmas. I talked it over with the rest of the team and they said, "Look, mate, you're a married man. You're better off going home early. Take it." By now, I got used to the fact that we had lost some of our mates, been killed in action, blown up by mines. I started having nightmares. Now that I was back in task force, grog was readily available, and I used to use it as a way of coping, I guess. Also got R&R leave. So I went home, and that was bloody hard. I think I had 5 days home. I flew to Sydney, then I flew to Perth. Maureen met me at the airport. And can you imagine, I'd been in Vietnam for over 6 months. I was a bit la-la. I wasn't well. I'd lost a lot of weight. It was great to see Maureen. I can't even remember what I did at home. I did a lot of drinking. I didn't want to go back. I thought about going AWOL. I thought, no, I can't. I've got to go back. I didn't want to go back. Everything seemed surreal on that leave. It was just so different to where I'd been only a day or two ago.
Private Trevor Herbert had 3 more months to survive Vietnam. When at last he returned home, he found that the spectre of war continued to haunt him.